Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is your program director's favorite radio show. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Let's be honest, they are not cool enough to understand it, but then again, they're as bland as a saltine cracker.
Question to the baby boomers out there that say the millennials are lazy. You're out of touch. Man, funk that! It is time for Smirch. Are you ready to clench your soul with some debauchery?
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Hi.
Always going in. Never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest. Search about us, competition microscopic. Never copied, I'm a giant. Rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh yeah. Cannot believe it's already been 7 days. I believe it's 168 hours since our last smirch. But here we are. It's Sunday, July 20th.
And I really don't have anything planned out. But do any of the priests ever do? They have other things planned out in their brain. But those are sins.
Oh my God. You know what I love about religious people? You know what cracks me up? It's how they're the most judgmental people ever, even though they're reading a book about a guy who accepted everybody. I mean, we all know that Mary Magdalene probably got around. And the Virgin Mary? Come on now. If she was really a virgin, it was probably just the back door. I'm sorry. Utter madness. You know what drives me nuts about religious people? Is they judge people that read astrology. It's just our form of fiction. And in this lifetime, if someone wants to believe that Mercury is in Gatorade, well, guess what? It ain't a sin. You know what's a sin? You judging them. Why are religious people always the most hateful? Oh, we believe in this God and Jesus Christ who loves everybody. But we hate gay people, we hate blacks, we hate women, we hate immigrants, and we worship a president who went to pedophile island. This smirch is a little more controversial. And I'm not saying it's all religious people. Just the bad ones. You get so wrapped up in your mind that you want God to be something that he's not. Well, first of all, he's not real. But what I'm saying is you want your hateful thoughts and yourself being a former bully. You want that to align with what you want God to be.
So growing up, if you thought gay people were annoying, you're like, oh, God says gay people are annoying. No, that's you saying that. If a man wants to have sex with another man, or a woman wants to go down on another woman, let them. It's love. And a lot of times I noticed this when I worked in religious radio, which was a weird era in itself. It paid well, but was the money worth it? I literally had zero listens while working there. Now I got 25,000 a year mutants. But working there, all they would talk about is blah, blah, blah. Gay people this, gay people that. It's okay if you want penis. You can admit it. The people that hate on gay people all the time, the people that hate on people that are different all the time, are jealous that those people they're hating on are actually living a genuine life, and you're miserable. I'm a little in your face today. But that's how Smirch is every July 20th. It's National In Your Face on Your Hateful Thoughts Day. And that was Smirch.
Mm-hmm.
Today is also another national day. It is a national moon day. Here's some real audio of the moon landing.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. That's one small step for man. One. Whoa!
That is.
Okay, we've had a problem here.
Can we have a do-over on that? Roger, copy.
That is. Awesome. Today is fortune cookie day.
Here are your fortune cookie predictions written by artificial intelligence for the four people completing the meal. You will achieve great things just as soon as you close all 37 of your open browser tabs. Optimization of algorithms will lead to exponential growth in success probabilities. Your future is so bright, you might need to turn down the brightness on your computer screen. Your future is looking up. Unless you're staring at your smartphone, in which case it's looking down. Those are your artificial intelligence generated fortune cookie predictions. Wishing you a great day, as per my programmed protocol for social interactions.
Oh my God, was that a riveting segment? 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let's see what we got here.
Families who lost children in the Uvalde, Texas shooting are taking a video game company to court in a wrongful death lawsuit.
All right. I am sorry that you lost your kids in the Uvalde shooting. That's not good. No one ever wants to lose their kids in anything. But I'm telling you, it's not the video game's fault. We should be focusing on mental health and not this failed publicity stunt.
The families claim Activision, which makes Call of Duty, and Meta, which owns Instagram,
so they're just looking for money.
Responsibility for promoting products used by the gunman in the 2022 shooting.
Mm. That would be like if I were to, I do get mean comments online from people that listen to Mike Calta. And I'd be like, if I sued Mike Calta and was like, you're the reason people are douchebags. You just ignore it.
There have been so many factors, and every time we try to look more into those, you know,
the
door gets shut.
I love how this is Texas. So they're not blaming the guns or blaming mental health because they live in Texas.
And we still don't have the answers we need. So we're hoping that in this case, we'll find more about what role they
need. Yeah, your lawsuit's going to go real well. Why do I know it's going to go real well? Because the microphone you're talking into sounds like this. Good luck.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
This is
Rick Ross.
Me in the sky. It's cool and Dre.
Let's get right to it. Your man's locked up, but someone's gotta do it. Oh my. I-95 drives south for the winter. Got a trunk full of birds, they fly south for the winter.
Yeah, I ain't tryna get locked up tonight, but I told him I would put that on my life.
So I gotta ride,
I'm a provider. Type of chick to take the stand and say your honor. I was beside him all night, yes I promise. But I gotta have to put the game, and that's the problem.
I gotta Boy, is it okay for me to pull over the car when I get tired? I try to go with no sleep.
Oh boy,
I got that work wrapped in tight. Call me Brown, so go off them dogs and police.
Oh boy,
'cause I ain't tryna get locked up tonight, but I told him I would put that on my life.
So I gotta ride,
I'm a rider, a provider. Type of chick to take the stand and say your honor. I was beside him all night, yes I promise. But I gotta have to put the game, and that's the problem.
I gotta
Maserati candy paint for that personal touch. Whoa. You need a body or a bird, I'm the person to touch. Whoa. At a party, no searching, my persons are such. I got Ninas and both of Ninas, purses they bust. Billing my dough, they deliver my blow. On those cigarette boats, that's a million afloat. See, I get it and whip it, sip it and flip it. It ain't just to ship it, I'm a Washington wizard. My soul in a hole, I feel so in control. When I'm whipping the mold, smelling like cinnamon rolls. Got the Benz in black, big beamer in beige. You hate on me, no swinging, we swinging them K's. Can't cipher my sound, lost beat in the street. We got a load on the way, we eating this week. I'ma chill in Manhattan, sit to work in the Bronx. Take a, leave a brick, I be in the blocks.
That was Nina Sky and Rick Ross with Flipping That. I think she was flipping that. 856-49-HOPPY. I don't even know what that meant. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around. Southeast Botanicals, 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, and that is in Largo. And Suite B is for Booyah! If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister that I sent you, he will hook you up with a great deal. Not only is he one of my closest friends, but he's a good guy. And this just in, I only surround myself with good people. So go to 1661 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B in Largo, Southeast Botanicals. All right, there you go. Now it's time for a funk debt. This funk debt goes out to the radio executives out there that often complain, oh my God, where's the next up and coming talent? But then all the opportunities are syndicated. Man, funk debt! I'm just being honest, and this just in. That is what I do on this very show, known as Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
Hey, radio listener, it's Kevin Kline from Kline Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us, maybe you have, but who cares? You're listening to Happy Hour with my boy, Ryan Happy. Good guy.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Happy Hour!
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
It's time to laugh. It's time to cheer. Woo! The best hour's finally here.
Oh, sure.
Ryan Hoppy's got the power.
I do.
Welcome to
the Hoppy Hour. Mm-hmm. I love when the computer crashes and then another song comes on. This old technology in here. You can never rely on it.
The sun is down, the fun's alive. Uh-huh. It's Happy Hour, come take a dive.
Oh, sure.
Ryan Hopps here to steer Hoppy. The vibe. Get ready for the wildest ride.
Whatever.
Happy Hour with Ryan Hopp. Laughter flowing like a tsunami.
That's bad.
Grab your drink and let it flow. The show that's got the perfect.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let me get some manly music on from my born listeners that are listening. You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio while you're hanging out on the beach with a bunch of radio hosts that are cheating on their wife.
Hey, how long ago did they build the St. Pete Pier? Oh, there it is on your screen. Oh, it's 5 years old.
That really made time think about how fast it's going by. That it's been five years since the pier opened.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? Does it seem like 5 years old?
No,
five
it doesn't.
Years it's been there.
That's the most like TV anchor thing ever.
Yeah, man.
They transformed it into a vibrant destination for food, fun, art, wellness.
Yeah, yesterday I was there with Magma 92.5. Oh, the women were looking good. So much swagger with Magma 92.5. When you got my best friend Demilo Tony in the morning, you're gonna win. And you got Speedy and DJ Nico and Jim. Oh, the women were looking good.
Yeah.
I just want to play this music. I'm standing up on my feet, baby. I'm dancing. I'm shaking my ass. I just sprained my back. Yeah. I know it's not video, so you'll never see it, but you can probably tell I got a little more energetic because I'm on my feet. while I'm up here, let me do some stretches. Oh, that feels good. That feels good. Yeah.
All right. We are off the hook tonight.
Reimagined. This month, the city's celebrating that milestone with a series of events designed to show just how far the pier has come.
It really is impressive how nice it is. Like, it was so nice. Like, even though it was 190 million and I was sweaty on every single part of my body, it was fun.
13's Regina Gonzalez takes us to the waterfront for a look at Pier Fest.
In July of 2020, after years of construction, pandemic delays, and much anticipation, the multi-million dollar St. Pete Pier officially opened to the public.
At what we built is no ordinary pier.
And 5 years later, the 26-acre district has lived up to that promise, becoming a local staple, whether you're here to catch a sunrise, go for a jog, or enjoy dinner and dancing.
Yeah, that dinner they had there was so good!
Under the stars.
Everybody loves it. It's something for everybody to enjoy, from kids.
It really is true. It's just so overwhelming how big it is.
To adults, to visitors, to locals. It's just the best place in St. Pete.
I'm telling you, if you're trying to get laid on your first date, I'll go there!
So glad to be a part of it.
Now, Caitlin Furkile and her team are throwing the pier a massive birthday bash. A month-long celebration called Pier Fest, packed with themed weekends of wellness, food, music, and family fun. This Saturday, fitness is what took center stage.
Hell yeah, they're doing their yoga!
The pier hosted free outdoor classes.
I gotta be careful with the copyright. They're playing the music in the background.
Forgive. That is what a Lake Wales business owner says he is willing to do. Now that a suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails. Fox 13's Carla Byron learned from police that the suspect has close ties to a competing insurance company.
So he's got small D energy. And he drives a Hummer, probably. He listens to Calton in the morning.
It's been a relief to us.
Una Vista Insurance franchise owner Herman Portillo.
Seems like a good enough guy.
Received the news he had been waiting for since late March. The alleged suspect who threw a Molotov cocktail into his business, fired gunshots, and spray-painted Civil War Trump across the front windows was arrested. Finally.
I
have an audio clip that will describe to me how I feel about that very person. It's all right. Here's a prep talk, a motivational talk for you, if you will, to describe what I think about that person. If I can load it up. All right.
Loser. You're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby. Baby want a bottle? A big dirt bottle.
Why are you yelling at me?
That's how I feel.
Sad, knowing the connection of who did it.
Lake Wales police traced the Toyota Prius involved in the crime back to a company in Sarasota.
Why would you drive your company car? I know criminals are stupid, but that's really stupid.
Employed Jason Roberts, who didn't show up to work that day.
What an idiot.
Who resigned days later.
He just looks like someone that would write me a mean comment online. He's a mutant!
Police say Roberts was arrested in Georgia, and he's the brother of the co-owner of a competing insurance company just next door.
This whole area is so competitive. The radio scene, the TV anchors. It's like, God, we're all going to go into the ground someday. And if we go into the ground, worms are going to eat our bodies. Or if we're cremated, we're going to be dust. We don't matter.
The sister told us during an interview that she did talk with her father about being upset that Una Vista had moved in next door. Was it going to affect her finances of running the business? Since Jason Roberts wouldn't talk to us about his motive, it's our assumption that he saw his sister upset.
His motive is he's got a small penis and he's angry at the world.
And decided to retaliate.
Detectives say it doesn't appear the co-owner of the competing business and the sister of the suspect knew he was going to carry out this crime.
Yeah, I would assume they're probably not down with it.
Since the incident, Portillo says his business has taken a financial hit. His customers have been scared to stop by, and he hasn't been able to replace his decal to attract more customers.
That sucks, man.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
Though, as a pastor in his community, he's passing along a message of forgiveness.
My heart is telling me to forgive.
All right, good luck with that. Your bank account is saying otherwise.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
What the fuck? Boogie, you smell that shit? It smell like somebody took a motherfucking shit in the booth. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's me.
You smell the shit in the air, that's on me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet thigh, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
Man, this rap shit I done mastered. You ain't gotta ask him, nigga. Will I blast you, nigga? I will blast you, though. I am the smoothest dude you ever knew. I'm rude, but I'm the truth. And who the hell are you? Pursue and follow suit. Who done gassed you, nigga? I will creep up on you, cock back, click, and blast you, nigga. Off a fifth of Greg, who's bumping my shit, laughing, nigga. It ain't no competition out here. I just laugh at niggas. Cause I'm amazing, bitch. Plenty cats try to battle me, but I'm dangerous. You can check my credentials, you see I don't play that shit. With that 40 cal clip I got, ain't my really miss. I'm a grazer, hit, cause obviously niggas getting me fucked up. I ain't no rapper, I'm a street nigga, happen to luck up. So if you cocksuckers ain't getting my drift, nigga, take another whiff, nigga. Sniff, nigga. Shit in the air, that's all me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet thigh, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the S-H-I-T shit. Shit, you hate niggas can suck this dick, dick. You might as well you French kissing that bitch, bitch. And she just slob, slurp, and swallow this penis. I know you wanna come to territory, bitch. With your crew on a whole lot of bullshit. Don't give a fuck who you affiliated with. I pull your resume, find your shorty school and shit. And if you think that this is shit that I'm spitting, it's fiction and made upon the pad it was. Spreading and listen, you bitches better pay close attention. This ain't no image, may I mention, bitch, I live in the trenches. And obviously niggas getting me fucked up. I ain't no rapper, I'm a street nigga, happen to luck up. So if you cocksuckers ain't getting my drift, nigga, take another whiff, pick up, sniff, sniff, sniff. Shit in the air, that's all me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet thigh, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I'm the
yeah,
shit,
man.
I'm the shit.
It's Fatal, you dig.
I'm the shit.
PKA Fate Time. PKA Fate Tiller. PKA Fate Out of your dig, kid.
I'm the
PKA Fate Out of. kid in HNIC. The hottest nigga in Chicago. I know it'll be all out there who wonder what PKE stands for. That's fatally known as, you dig. I know I may come off as being real cocky and arrogant, but, you know, if you meet me in person, I'm really a nice guy. But it is what it is, man. You don't smell that shit? I'm the shit. Sniff, nigga.
And that was fatal with I'm the shit. Song always pumps me up. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best Delta H CBD honey around. DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they're the best around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Like the lollipops are up there. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HOPPE. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com. For the best pre and post workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. Amir, Academy of Martial Arts. At AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you he's the best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, I'll go there. Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. And that is in Tampa. But you can't just show up and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? You got to go to richkbarber.com. But when you do, you'll save $10. WestChaseprinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. I'll go there. And finally, are you mentally ill like me? Are you back crap crazy? Do you live in Florida or Maryland? Go to counselingoncall.net. And I tell them I sent you. All right. We're going to come back at happy hour. I've had like 4 Celsiuses, so I'm wide awake. But once this show ends, I'll be out of energy. That's how it works around here. Question to the boomers that hate on millennials for drinking energy drinks. You guys left us with a horrible world. If we need caffeine, that's the least of our problems. We can't even afford a house. Man, funk that! Today's a madhouse. We're out of our mind. We're crazy. We don't know what we're going to say, like most days on Happy Hour. But today is just taking the cake. It's just out of this world, man.
Hey, it's Scott Rizzuto from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my man, Ryan Hoppy, on the Hoppy Hour.
Let's hear from my cat. What up, Luna? How you doing, baby? You doing good? God, he's so freaking cute. If you're on the job site, blare this for the next 20 seconds so your coworkers are like, why is there a cat on the site?
If the movie Project X was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hobbies where we begin, 6 for 9, a pure delight. Hoppy Hour taking flight.
Talking love and latest news, sex and dating, top reviews, stellar gossip, don't you miss Ryan.
Oh yeah!
It's Hoppy Hour, let's all cheer.
Oh sure.
Tallest DJ, bring us near.
Water!
Laughter, fun from night till dawn. With Ryan Hoppy, groove along. Wake up world, he's on the mic. Ryan Hoppy set to strike. Morning chatter, wake up
call. Hoppy, get it right, yeah.
Thrill us all.
Latest scoop on fame and stars. From romance tips to fancy cars.
Time to take my Lamictal, cause I'm crazy.
Hour, let's all cheer. Tallest DJ, bring us new.
I'm not sure like that little bitch, Dizzy.
From night till dawn with Ryan Hoppy. Groove along.
856 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. All right, back to the news. What the hell do we have going on here?
And finally, guys, Netflix, the streamer's new dating show, is posing this question. Is age really just a number? Yesterday they announced
it should be, unless they're underage.
A new series hosted by Bachelor alum Nick Vile and his wife, Natalie Joy. Here's the log line. Age is thrown out the window when singles search for their soulmates. Is love truly ageless?
Whatever.
Or will the years come between them?
That's slow.
It'll definitely be coming.
What do you guys think? Well, they got a good track record. They got a bunch of good dating shows, so we'll see how it goes.
Pushing the envelope maybe a little too far.
Wow, these are just a bunch of morons. Blah, blah, blah. All right, what do we got here?
All matters have now been addressed satisfactorily.
Yeah.
And the matter is closed. The lawsuit will thus be dismissed with prejudice. Said attorney Tony Busby Shannon Sharp has settled a $50 million rape and sexual...
Yeah. It was just for money. Whenever you have that scumbag Tony Busby involved, you know he's a fraudster. A very talented one, though.
Cool assault lawsuit that was filed against him earlier this year. Tony Busby.
I love this comment in the comment section. Ain't no box worth millions.
The attorney of the woman who filed the lawsuit confirms to people that he and Sharp's lawyers have reached a mutually agreed upon resolution. Both sides acknowledge a long-term consensual and tumultuous relationship,
whatever,
he said. After protracted and respectful negotiations,
whatever,
I'm pleased to announce that we have reached a mutually agreed upon resolution. All matters have now been addressed satisfactorily, and the matter is closed. The lawsuit will thus be dismissed with prejudice, Busby added. Sharp's attorney, Lanny Davis, declined to comment on the case when reached for comment by People. In April, Sharp, 57,
was
accused of rape and sexual assault in a lawsuit filed by a woman identified in court documents obtained by People as Jane Doe.
Yeah, she definitely likes the dough. Katy Perry falls!
Katy Perry had a scary accident due to a prop malfunction. Mm-hmm. While performing on top of a fake butterfly at her Lifetime's tour on July 18th, the singer nearly suffered a scary fall when the giant prop suddenly...
I thought she was an astronaut!
...malfunctioned mid-air.
All right, so there's... I gotta be careful with the copyright.
All right, for those firing up the grill this summer, is gonna get more costly, especially...
I thought prices were supposed to go down with Trump! I thought prices were supposed to go down with Biden! This just in! All boomer politicians are morons! Nothing's going down!
if you were cooking up some beef, the lady.
Besides a girl at a Maxwell party or at an Epstein's party on Trump.
Latest numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that prices have climbed to record highs with the.
Yay! My generation's just getting screwed by the boomers! I love it!
Average price of a pound of ground beef now costing more than $6 in June.
Whatever. I am so freaking sweaty from ranting, man.
That's up 12% from last year. And experts say consumers shouldn't expect much relief soon either.
Yeah.
Factors including drought, shrinking cattle herd, and the tariffs are all contributing to.
Thanks, Trump! You're a good businessman!
To the rising costs.
Hey,
my favorite part of videos.
Thanks for watching.
No problem, Al Roker.
Don't forget, you can catch the Today Show every morning on NBC.
Whatever.
Or take Today.
I'll be sure I'm not to do that.
Ooh, look at these.
I just. God, Chris Martin's such a freaking rat. You know you've never cheated. Douchebag. I'm not defending a cheater, but he is definitely not a brilliant cheater.
Astronomer CEO Andy Byron has been removed from its post following his viral moment at a Coldplay concert.
It was definitely viral.
After he was seen dodging cameras when a jumbotron showed him closely hugging a woman at the band's Massachusetts concert, leading frontman Chris Martin to joke that the pair were, quote, having an affair, Astronomer announced his decision to place Byron on.
You know, Andy's never going to listen to Coldplay again. You ruined it, bro!
Leave. Writing in a July 18th statement on LinkedIn, co-founder and chief product officer Pete DeJoy is currently serving as interim CEO, given Andy Byron has been placed on leave.
You know, he's like, hey, who wants to have sex with me?
We will share more details as appropriate in the coming days.
Oh, they're definitely coming.
The company also shared that a formal investigation has been launched.
What?
Writing in a separate statement.
I love how they're doing their own investigation within a company where the CEO was banging the HR woman. Nothing's going to come out of that. There's a lot of things coming, but.
Amen. Astronomer is committed to the values and culture that have guided us since our founding.
All right. Good luck with that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Morgan Wallen says side pieces are allowed at his concerts. You're safe here.
Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell must stay away from teens and schoolyards. Post-prison release.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
Next up, speaking of movies, Basic Instinct. You remember that one from 1992? The Sharon.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Sharon Stone film getting the reboot treatment. No cap.
Hollywood is so freaking out of ideas, it's sad.
Casting news or release dates just yet. According to Variety, Amazon has acquired the rights to the relaunch with the original film's writer returning for that script. We'll keep our eyes peeled.
Keep our eyes peeled as Hollywood is officially over with.
Charlie XCX is married.
No, I'm so attracted to her. She got that. You know, she's fun in bed. Like, in bed, she brings the ruckus.
The singer, whose real name is Charlotte Emma Atchison,
I'd call myself Charlie XCX. That was my name too, honey.
I sang with musician George Daniel.
Time for some more Celsius.
As seen in pics from the intimate ceremony, Charlie and the 1975 drummer posed together with friends and family on the steps of Hackney Town Hall in London, July 19th. For the big day, George sports a casual black suit, whereas Charlie puts her brat spin on bridal fashion, wearing a Vivienne Westwood Nova Cora mini dress, veil, and chunky black shades.
Yeah.
This exciting news comes after the Grammy winner shared that George had popped the question in November 2023.
Oh, that's cute.
Writing in a since-deleted Instagram post featuring a pic of her engagement ring, Charlie XCX and George Daniel for life. However, before the pair became romantically involved, they had previously worked together in 2021 on the song Spinning. And now that they're married, it doesn't seem like the musical collabs will stop anytime soon. With Charlie previously detailing what it was like working with her fiancé in a June 2024 interview with Rolling Stone UK, saying, "Because we're obviously so close, you lose everything in terms of the normal studio boundaries. We flow."
All right, I'm getting bored. There is this. All right, here on Happy Hour. All right, actually, we already played that. I'm a little dizzy from yelling.
What the hell is going on with my baby Jessica Alba?
To Cancun now to kick off couples news with Jessica Alba's new younger man revealed.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's bringing that ruckus in bed.
So much of our life being kind of like in a fishbowl.
TMZ caught the not yet officially divorced Jessica south of the border with none other than Top Gun Maverick and Marvel star Danny Ramirez.
Oh, yeah.
Fanboy got me giddy and excited again.
That's the pair in baseball.
I'd be excited too if I'm getting to have sex with Jessica Alba.
Caps at the airport, leaving an apparently romantic rendezvous on Sunday. Back in January, Jessica broke news she and Cash Warren were ending their 16-year marriage.
You know, Cash Warren's crying himself to sleep. She replaced me already.
10 weeks later, she was reposting.
And all I have is a side chick for my marriage.
Annie's pick from the Avengers Doomsday set. By May, headlines claim they were seen holding hands and kissing at a London park.
Man, you gotta feel so freaking good when you're Danny Ramirez and you're making out with Jessica Alba in public. Like, that's gotta be one of the greatest feelings ever. Now, the breakup with this cloud-chasing moron known as Jessica Alba is gonna be awful. But in that moment where you're getting to hang out with her in public and have intercourse with her, has to be one of the best feelings a human can ever experience.
Reps wouldn't comment, but a source tells ET Jessica has started dating and she's having fun with it.
Oh, yeah, she's gone up and down and around. You know who's not having fun?
Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. Justice Department to produce more documents related to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes after he threatened to sue the Wall Street Journal for publishing a birthday letter he allegedly wrote to the financier back in 2003.
Oh, James.
Our U.S. correspondent James Matthews has the details.
What up, brah?
This report arises from documents.
Oh, this guy's got a very professional voice, almost the opposite of this podcast you're listening to.
Documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, a collection of letters was handed to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. One bore Donald Trump's name. It contains typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, apparently hand-drawn, with a signature Donald below the waist.
What about this, MAGA?
The note is written as an imaginary conversation. It includes the following. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do.
We both like underage girls.
Come to think of it. Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? And it ends with, Trump, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy.
It really should end with, do you know where the local playground is?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folk.
Oh, yeah! Here is LAP Bogus Boys. I should probably talk into the microphone with Chi-Town Anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean Mack, Bogus Boys collaboration. You dig? We keep it all Chi-Town, you understand? Because we get money. Sean Mack, Premier, you dig? Don't feed the killers. Don't forget to check out Bogus Boys, myspace.com/Bogus Boys Infrared. You dig? Sean Mack, Premier, Shatown. Let's do it.
Raised on the south side of Chicago. Gang bang all my life, nigga, all I know. Just moving on the hot when the beat's on. My teacher asked me what I want to be. Said the G for the peace stars. Never false flag from the load of the wild hunters. Neutron killer, nigga, you either ride under the 5 or the 6. And you better know your lick when you walk up in the county. And they ask what you is. All well, GD, Vice Lord, that King, BD, MC, New Breed, Spanish D. Living by the creed in the state of Illinois. Chief still pulling rank on the streets from in the joint. I've been appointed a position of authority within this organization. You don't want a war. So act accordingly before I put it in effect. You catch a up in violation if you disrespect.
Shot time. Any lay in the
bitch. Ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock is acting, spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. From the hunters to the low, east to west and to the pro, motherfucker lay it low, everybody say it's
we yo. In the middle of the action, in the midst of the gunfights and stabbings. You better have that card with you when you pass it, cause we are making express spot gadgets. Pass it, better act in the Illinois boys grinding. I don't think a nigga out here who will really drive it. See, I'm highly respect. You know the way we see the gangster and faster and best. I got board members status, we'll connect. And we believe in the chairman we elected. Of course, it'll be wrecked. You got a death wish, you go against your brain. Time to die now. We got rules and regulations in the
shot time. Many laying in the ditch, ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. From the hunters to the low, east to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low. Everybody say it, yo.
Shit, I don't know what you heard. All I know is carry yourself accordin' when you come to Chicago. Make sure you understand that we gangbangers. We don't care about no damn rap. But on that note, let's get this shit straight. I ain't the one to lip box with you back and forth on a mixtape. Even though you say that's hip hop, but nigga, I don't play. A motherfucker this county gon' get popped. Nah, I ain't waving a threat. I'm just letting you know when the dough I'm as gangster as it get. Now play with it like you think I'm joking. We'll come shoot your town up. Bounce on the first thing, smoking. Smoke, Charlie, it's that real. I'm telling you, don't let this fucking rap shit get your ass killed. Goofy, that beef ain't shit to me. Especially when I just signed the deal. I need the publicity.
Shot time. Many laying in the ditch. Ain't nobody playing, bitch. Cock it back and spray the tip. Everybody say the shit. Shot time. The hunters to the low, east to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low, everybody say it's your shot time. Many laying in the ditch, ain't nobody playing, bitch, cock it back and spray the clip, everybody say the shit, shot time. From the hunters to the low, east to west to the pro, motherfucker lay it low, everybody say it's your
shot.
Right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppe Radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, Fox and Juke playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. THX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. THX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speakers, silent time, but coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading
like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. Oh, keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves made it like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Doors closing.